The three firefighters who lost their lives August 19th fighting the Okanagan blaze were memorialized this past weekend. It turns out that 20-year-old Tom Bishefsky had a connection to poetry. KUOW's literary producer and Washington State Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin has been thinking a lot about the links between wildfires and art.
So like many people, I've been following the news of the fires, and by chance I learned that Tom Bishefsky was a finalist at the State Poetry Out Loud Championship 2 years ago, just 2 years ago. And as I watched video of him reciting with feeling and insight poems by Matthew Arnold and Naomi Shihab Nye, Mark Doty, it made me want to find and share some poems about the phenomenon of wildfire and about the risks inherent in battling them. So I brought you two poems that respond to wildfire in different ways and from very different perspectives.
Who wrote the first poem?
So this first one is by Kevin Gooden, a poet who lives in Idaho and who spent 10 years fighting wildfires with the Forest Service. This is an excerpt from a sequence of poems called Let That Fire Catch Me Now that begins with these lines, "We step from the ash and ghosts greet us now with rough hands." So Kevin's writing from inside the experience of battling these complex fires and of losing fellow crew members. Here's Kevin Gooden.
Most believe that flames are greedy, indiscriminate, consume what lay in their path, but flames choose what feeds them. This drainage, not that, this house, but not others around it, this body crowned in fire while the rest are taken bit by bit. This is not the understory. This is how it is. At night we dream the ignition, all the homonyms of action, the wrinkled air holding for a moment what used to be gated wise, a king radio melting between coordinates to safety, a buckle, scrap of belt, a few threads of canvas where the pack skidded along, strip of boot, a glove. The unconsumed and the unconceived, are we not inheritors of ash, the colors of now, the land in its rending? That which is brittle has ruptured, cracked, germinated, taken root in us. Have these not blurred the consequence of haunting? Horsemen, horsemen, I hear you near. The sound blades make digging through rock, this body and the others.
That was Kevin Gooden reading an excerpt from a series of poems called Let That Fire Catch Me Now. Elizabeth Austin, he used the word understory at the beginning of that excerpt. And for people familiar with the woods, there's the understory, but he's talking about it in a metaphorical way as well. Amazing.
Yes, in terms of the understory of what's happening. And in fact, the whole sequence of poems is full of those kinds of metaphors and specific details about firefighting, vivid, surprising images. The poems are part of a collaboration with a photographer named Adam Ottavi. He lives in Alaska, and he's been photographing the aftermath of the wildfires in that state. So you can read and hear more of this series and see those photographs at terrain.org. And of course, I've posted a link to that on our website, kuow.org.
Elizabeth, you mentioned you had another poem for us from another point of view.
Yes, this one's by Nance Van Winkle, who's a poet and novelist who lives in Spokane. And she wrote in response to a terrible fire season way back in 1991 when the city of Spokane was essentially surrounded by fires. And she watched a house just very close to her own go up in flames in moments. She said the wind changed direction and her own house was spared. And Nance and her husband went out with shovels for days afterwards to make sure there were no embers still smoldering. I reached Nance by phone in Spokane, and here she is with her poem, The Field on Fire.
The field on fire. But it's so far, we can't be sure. We pull on rubber-soled boots, still in their partial meltdown from the last blaze, from that pre-dawn, smoked-out, moonlit walk across the embers of our neighbor's pig farm. Tree stumps glowing like Chinese lanterns. The oinkless quiet and the great stench. We pace the ridge, shovels on our shoulders, then here's a wind to rile the flames, dangling from helicopters. Huge buckets hover above the pond, then dip down. Teacups poured on the rising inferno. Ah, so we see now. The tail of the past loops around and falls smack into the dropped jowled mouths of the wide-eyed watchers. As Miss Lone Survivor Pig from the last apocalypse hurtles out from the crackling trees, the question mark of her tail against the blazing backdrop. And the hell-bent rush of her coming at us, like the final page of a story we've read a dozen times, each time hoping it won't end like this.
Elizabeth, that poem with those wonderful allusions to this last lone Miss Pig survivor and her oinkless quiet, such a interesting, almost black humor take on fires.
I have to say that's exactly Nance Van Winkle's style. That's one of the signatures of Nance I see in this poem. I asked Nance about that pig, and she talked about how she wanted to capture how in the midst even of devastation that there's always some incongruous, maybe even silly moment. That's just how life is. And by the way, this poem is posted in its entirety at our website if you'd like to give it another read.
Elizabeth Austin, as always, thanks for coming in. You can find links to more information about both Nance Van Winkle and Kevin Gooden at our website and those links that Elizabeth mentioned, kuow.org.